One big question hanging over the presidential election is whether the country is safer because of steps the administration has taken to bolster security since 9/11. As NPR's Pam Fester reports, it's an issue both Senator Kerry and the Bush administration are already talking about.
When Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge last week reiterated warnings that terrorists plan to attack the U.S. before the elections, some Democrats privately questioned whether the announcement was timed to divert attention from the Kerry campaign. Publicly, they said the warnings raised questions about what the Bush administration has done to keep the country safe. New York Senator Charles Schumer.
Considering how bad the situation has gotten, it boggles the mind that perilously little has been done to address our most vital homeland security needs.
Democrats say that more money needs to be spent to equip and train fire, police, and emergency workers who might be the first to respond to a terrorist attack, and they criticize the White House for not acting more aggressively to protect such facilities as ports and chemical plants. In a written response to Ridge's warning, the Kerry campaign called the nation's homeland security efforts underfunded and poorly managed. But this is a dicey political issue. Barring another attack, no one really knows how safe the country is, or how safe is safe enough. The Bush administration says there's no such thing as perfect security, but it also says it takes the threat seriously. 2 hours after Ridge's warning, Vice President Dick Cheney paid a rare visit to the Department of Homeland Security for a tour of a new operations center.
We also have our own people from science and technology. When we get anthrax and bio, it's a major player in here. And
the vice president was shown how representatives of over 35 agencies, including the FBI, the CIA, and Metropolitan Police, now sit together in two narrow rooms around the clock to monitor potential threats across the country. Cheney said such cooperation is essential.
The terrorist threat to America remains. That's why the president and I will continue working to do everything we can to improve the government's capability to protect the American people. We've already tripled funding for Homeland Security since 2001 to over $30 billion.
The president and vice president also say they've made the country safer by taking preemptive action overseas. They say rogue regimes like the Taliban in Afghanistan or Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq could otherwise help terrorists launch a catastrophic attack against the United States. Here's President Bush in a speech earlier this week in Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
We are defending the peace by taking the fight to the enemy. We will confront them overseas so we do not have to confront them here at home.
Mr. Bush repeated his belief that Saddam Hussein had the ability to produce weapons of mass destruction that might have gotten into the hands of terrorists. But polls show voters are increasingly skeptical of that rationale. Even before the release last week of a scathing Senate report challenging pre-war intelligence about Saddam's weapons programs, a majority of Americans were already telling pollsters the war was a mistake. And David Moore, senior editor of the Gallup poll, says Americans are increasingly doubtful that it's made them more secure.
More recently, a majority of people, 55%, think that the going into Iraq has made us less safe, and only 37% say it has made us safer.
He says that result from a June survey is a dramatic turnaround from only a few months before. Many polls also show that while most Americans still think President Bush can do a better job than Kerry can in dealing with the terrorist threat, the gap is narrowing. And as it does, Kerry increasingly challenges the president's priorities, which he says have diverted attention and resources from disrupting al-Qaeda. His campaign began airing this ad last week.
To win the war on terror, we have to be tough and smart. We have to rebuild our alliances because that's the best way to find and get the terrorists before they get us. America shouldn't have to carry the burden alone.
Kerry says he'd also strengthen security at home and pay for it by trimming the president's tax cuts. What's not clear is how the warnings of another terror attack might affect this debate. Pollsters say there's no evidence such alerts help one side over the other. David Heyman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says he expects the Bush administration to continue to issue such warnings, if only to be on the safe side. But he questions the administration's claim that al-Qaeda wants to disrupt the electoral process.
In terms of the politics, it's unclear whether an attack would help or hurt the president right now, and whether that would help maintain his presidency or remove him from office, and it's unclear which al-Qaeda would like. So that kind of calculation, I think, is a little bit too complex.
Heyman thinks the terrorists will simply attack whenever they can have the most devastating impact, whether it's before or after the election. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.